Yes, here we are. The last school mass of 2020. Unfortunately, here in this current situation, we're celebrating in many different places. But know that my prayers are with you and your families, that we remain a community. My apologies for the glitch last Wednesday, but I was saying goodbye to our eighth graders, and this is an opportunity to not necessarily say goodbye, because I hope to see many of you next year at school, but to say that we continue to be a school community and to wish you a good and healthy summer break. You might begin to imagine that I'm a geography teacher because 2 weeks ago I was asking you about the town of Siena. If you recall, that St. Catherine of Siena, a town in Italy, as well as Avignon, a little town in the south of France. Those probably would have been my questions for the candy this morning, just so you know. But this morning, we have Fatima. And Fatima is a little town in a country called Portugal, which is right beside Spain. And so it's a country in Europe, and it's a little town in a little country that's, well, it's not so little, but it's compared to Spain, it's little. And it's kind of just tucked away. Nobody thinks much about Fatima until now. It was just a little village, well, a lot of shepherding, a lot of sheep, and a lot of capacity to be forgotten. A little place full of little people. But that is where our Lord and Savior desires to do his work. There were three children. Lucia, and then Francisco and Jacinta. And Francisco and Jacinta were brother and sister, our brother and sister, and their cousin, Lucia. So the three of them were shepherd children. They had responsibility of taking care of the sheep. And this was 103 years ago, 1917. And even though they were in this little town, in this little place, tucked away, their world was still uncertain. Their world still seemed quite dangerous. It was a difficult time for all of the world. They were in the middle of World War I, a cataclysmic event that darkened their world. And yet Mary, the Mother of God, broke into that to little children, to show them that God was still with them. And this apparition, which continued for several months, 6 months, I believe, because it started today, 103 years ago, and ended in October, October 13th of that same year. She appeared to them to help give them hope, because not only did she know that their world was difficult, but she knew that the world of everyone at that time was difficult. She desired to work through them to show the world hope. It was also a time that was going to begin a series of a very difficult situations for all of the world as well. The financial crisis, the Spanish flu was about to take place, World War II, and then that Cold War between Europe and the United States and against Russia and communism, all of these were about to take place. Many people who were alive then thought that things couldn't get worse, but other things were about to happen to sort of prove them wrong. And Our Lady desired to show these children that it was going to be okay, that everything was going to work out just fine. They didn't know how, but it was going to be just fine. You are the vine, as our gospel tells us. And Christ, well, we are connected to Christ. He is the true vine, and we are all little vines connected to Christ. Even though we seem like we're all over the place, we're not together, we still are connected through Christ. And his mother, through the apparition at Fatima, through these three children, a desire to help us remember that we are connected. Know that when you feel alone, when you feel like the world is uncertain, that the church, that God desires to assure you that everything will be okay. This memorial, this celebration, is a celebration of hope, a celebration of looking to the future, of letting us know that God has so much more in store for us. I hope that you, each of you, little children, can be like those children of Fatima, to be brave, to go forward, and to proclaim God to all the world. And who knows, the adults in your life, like the adults in these children's lives 103 years ago, may come to know Christ more and more through you. Let us stand to proclaim our needs and intentions to our Father in heaven. The Lord calls us to himself with faith and trust. Let us bring our petitions before him. For the church, that the desire of its youth to see the gospel message take hold in our world might help renew the faith of God's people everywhere. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For young people throughout the world, that their search for knowledge and truth through study, prayer, and work will help bring about the truth and peace of God's kingdom. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For young people who cannot go to school because of poverty or war, and for greater opportunities to learn in a safe and secure environment, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
In thanksgiving for the gifts of friendship and community we have found here at Ascension Catholic School, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
In thanksgiving for the acts of kindness shown to us during this past school year by our parents and priests, our principal, teachers, our secretary, and support staff, and all members of the school and church community. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who have died, may the Lord welcome them into his eternal rest. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the prayers in our book of intentions and for those we hold in the silence of our hearts. Through the intercession of Our Lady of Fatima, may the Lord hear and answer these prayers. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Father, you know our hearts and you hear our prayers. Grant what we ask according to your holy will, for we ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Everyone be
pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Receive, Holy Father, this offering of our humility, which we bring you with joy as we commemorate the Blessed Virgin Mary, and grant, we pray, that it may be for us who were joined to the sacrifice of Christ, our consolation on earth and our eternal salvation, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, to praise your mighty deeds in the exaltation of all the saints, and especially as we celebrate the memory of the Blessed Virgin Mary, to proclaim your kindness as we echo her thankful hymn of praise. For truly, even to earth's ends, you have done great things and extended your abundant mercy from age to age. When you looked on the lowliness of your handmaid, you gave us, through her, the author of our salvation, your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him the host of angels adores your majesty and rejoices in your presence forever. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in one chorus of exultant praise as we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with Saints Lucia, Jacinta, Francisco, Saint Corona, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis, our Pope, and Joseph, our Bishop, the Order of Bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory. Through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. At the Savior's command and deformed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
To those joining us at home, a sign of peace to you and your family as well.
Thank you.
Behold, the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Let us pray. Renewed by this Paschal Sacrament, we pray, O Lord, that we who honor the memory of the mother of your Son may show forth in our mortal flesh the life of Jesus, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. I noticed as I was praying, I had forgotten this new chasuble for Mary, that's why it's blue, has this vine on it. And it reminds me that through Mary, we remain connected to the true vine, Jesus Christ himself. And in that same way, we remain connected as a single community, even though we are in different places at the moment. We are one. We are the Ascension School community. So know of my prayers for you and my great desire to gather together again. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace, glorifying the Lord with your life.
Thanks be to God. As we sing our last song together for this school year, get on your feet, sing along, and clap along with us.